But also in 1989, I said about my mother and father having the flu, I was ringing the bell for church, and there was an almighty crash, and the bell stopped ringing. And I rushed inside because the bell's in an open tower, like
yes.
And I was looking up at it, and he swings on an axle, like, you know.
Yeah.
And it had gone like that.
Oh,
one,
no.
It had gone down to one side, so the bell was wedged in the tower. He's looking up at it, and as I looked at the church, so my mother and father were coming down to church, you see. And that was November. And he said, "What's your dad?" And I said, "Oh, I broke the bell." And we were all looking at it anyway. Went to church. And then it was just after that, they both went down with flu, you know, very ill. And they never went to church again, like. Good. My father didn't, because he was that ill from it. He could never get there again. He got from pneumonia, and he just never went again. So I thought, well, it's strange, the bell broke the last day they went. And then we couldn't get it down. It's quite high, and it's not good on a ladder, so you can't get up and grab hold of a bell on the ladder. So we tried to get one of these extendable loaders, tractor, I think. That wouldn't quite go high enough. So we sort of went on about 2 years before we had to get some scaffolding up to get it down. And then, we were going to redo it, but... I must have had a builder with us. It only held pretty lightly on either side of this, the stonework. He was sort of spiked into the stonework. And it wasn't safe, you see. The stonework wasn't safe. He said, "Well, we can't do this, you know. It's going to be rebuilt and a big job, like." So we bought the bell over here, put it in the shed. And then, a few more years went by, and they said, "Well, we'll raise a lot of money to get the roof done, and we'll rebuild this thing at the same time." And put the bell back in. And then father died in 94, so he must have been in about 93. He was walking about here, you see, and we got the bell in the workshop, their farm workshop, like. And he said to me, "What's in it with the bell?" And I said, "Well, it's in the workshop." And he said, "Oh, I couldn't see it the other day, I didn't look for it." So I went out and looked, and it wasn't there. Somebody had nicked it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know when, you see. Because, something you see all the time, you don't bother with it, do you? And you think, "Well, where's that gone?" But I had tidied the workshop up sometime and moved it from there to there, sort of thing. But, 3 months before, sort of thing, so it was there 3 months ago. And we never knew where it went, or who nicked it or anything.
Good grief.
And, then I got to church and said, "The bell nicked." So, got the police in, and... of course, the road up by the tally-ho, the tally-ho was called the Bell, you see.
Yes.
So the lane is called the Bell Lane.
Yeah.
So the policeman was here, in the house, really. So I came down the Bell Lane. And he said, "Well, give us a ring if you hear anything." Taking the mick a bit, it went on. I did have a tip-off. My mate's been in a pub at the Dog at Dunley. Do you know the Dog at Dunley?
No. West
Airport?
Not at all, actually.
He was in the pub with his brother-in-law, and there was some, how do I describe them? Sort of scrappy sort of chaps there, you see. And his brother-in-law knew a couple of them.
Right.
So he said, "Ask him if he knows anything about a bell." So he took it as a scrap. So he pitched for the scrap value.
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, he heard a word of me, came back, and he said, this one has said to him, "That bell's in a scrapyard in Hales Owen by the traffic lights."
Gosh.
And he said, there is a bell in the scrapyard by the traffic lights. He said, "Don't get the police involved. We're going to have a look, like."
Yeah.
But my mate, who's a policeman, lives in Hales Owen. He was a policeman in Hales Owen, you see.
Yeah.
He's a little bit disabled. So I rang him, because he knew most of the locals, and I said, "They told me not to get the police involved, but could you go and have a look at this?" And he said, "I know two scrap yards here," he said, "but neither of them by any traffic lights."
Oh.
So, but anyway, he went on his look around, and he came back to me, and he said, "Well, I looked around all the scrap yards I can find, and I can't find any bell," and I've asked about it. And so in a Then we had another tip off of it, somebody else, but whether that was right or not, I don't know. But anyway, we never had a bell. And then we had a lady who lived on the Broadheath, who never ever went to church, but she was quite ill, the vicar was going to see her, you see. And she said to him, I never hear the church bell ringing now. And he said, well, no, it came adrift and now it's been stolen. And she was so upset about it. She said, I used to love hearing that bell ringing, because she, you know, it echoed up onto the Broadheath like on it. She said, I just haven't heard it for 2 or 3 years. And he said, well, no, it's and now it's been stolen, like. And she said, I'll pay for a new bell. How much are they? And the vicar rang me, he said, how much is a new bell? I don't know. Never bought a bell before. And he said, she wants to buy one. And anyway, she gave us, I think, £2,000 for a bell. She was on a deathbed, see, and she had a lot of money, like. And, but anyway, she gave us £2,000 to do if we wished, but she'd like the bell, I think, or something. Because we were collecting money then to do the church up,
yeah.
So we sort of went in the general fund, you know, which is quite a nice donation, £2,000. Anyway, we then had this word from Worcester, a church in Worcester, who heard that we'd had our bell stolen, and they'd got a bell in there from a redundant church in Worcester.
Oh, right.
So this redundant church had given them this bell.
Yeah.
They'd been there 10 years, they never used it, they didn't want it. But it was stuck in the way, you see. So they said, it sounds like, it wasn't very big, which I wasn't very big, we didn't have a massive bell. If you want it, you can have it, like. We want it in the way, you see. So, but you've got to get a, what's the word? You've got to get a faculty from the Church Council of Worcester.
Oh, right.
To move it to your church, and they're going to get a faculty for them to move it out of their church, you see. So we both wrote in the faculties, sent them off, and of course it takes some ages to reply. And anyway, we got messages, the result, it's coming back, it'll be with you any day to reply now, you know. And we took it as they were going to say yes, you see. So we got arranged to go fetch this bell, because they were on doing the church at the time, and they wanted the bell to put in there. No, they weren't doing the church, but we were going to do it. Anyway. So the reply came through, no. You can't, we want the bell to go to stay in the church you came from, which is redundant. You know, you wonder how they work sometimes.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we don't should have the bell. We'd like to have a bell, but...
Not this one.
But not this one. We wanted to go back in the church you came from, which was shut. Oh, God. Anyway, go to the bottom. This is not a binding order. I mean, if you don't agree with this, you can go to the Lord Chancellor at 10 Downing Street. Apply to him, you know, write to him and see what he says about it, because he's got the power over everything. So we wrote to the Lord Chancellor, 10 Downing Street, and it took 12 months for a reply, and he more or less said, tell him to get stuffed, move the bell.
Brilliant.
So we had the bell after all that, like, but it takes so long.
Yeah.
You know.
So bureaucracy, isn't it, and red tape.
Anyway, we fetched the bell, and it all sort of worked in with them doing the church up in the year 2000. It was done up. And then they put the bell in, you know, rebuilt the bell housing and put it in. And we got a bell back now. And then we opened in November 2000 on a very stormy night.